I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. President Bush's new nominee for Surgeon General is coming under fire from gay rights groups. They say Dr. James Holsinger is a poor choice because his personal views on homosexuality, which were expressed in the context of his work as a lay minister for the United Methodist Church, would cloud his professional judgment. But people who've worked with Dr. Holsinger say he can separate his theological beliefs from his medical work. We're going to talk more about when and how faith can or should influence one's professional judgments later in the program. But first, I want to turn to Joel Ginsberg, Executive Director of the Gay and Lesbian Medical Association. He joins me on the phone from San Francisco. Hi, Mr. Ginsberg.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks. Why is your group opposing Dr. Holsinger's nomination?
Well, he has used his position as a medical doctor to make medical arguments that we think are discredited. And we're concerned that he might make the same kinds of arguments to support certain kinds of religious views, even when the science doesn't support it.
From what I've read, the opposition, your group and other groups, is based on church writings and church activities. Do you have any evidence that his personal religious beliefs have influenced his work as a public health official? He was a former state health director for Kentucky and a professor of public health. So is there any evidence that there's been that his private beliefs have influenced his work as a public official?
No, both he and Health and Human Services are very tight-lipped. Really, all we have are these two pieces of information about the 1991 article he wrote and as well as the church that he founded in Lexington, Kentucky, that supports an ex-gay ministry.
Tell me about the article.
Well, the article makes a lot of very sort of graphic descriptions of sexual practices of certain homosexuals and certain heterosexuals and describes how unhealthy and unnatural and abnormal it is to do those things if you happen to be homosexual.
And the ex-gay ministry?
Well, there's a church that he founded down in Lexington, and his pastor told a reporter that they do minister to people who don't want to be gay anymore, even though we've known for decades that homosexuality is not pathological, is not abnormal, and that efforts to change sexual orientation generally don't work.
But that's a church activity. So I wanted to ask, what specific duties of the Surgeon General are you worried about? I mean, they seem to have broad latitude to pick their projects. It's been said that his priority will be childhood obesity. What specific tasks, what specific duties of the Surgeon General's office are you concerned will be influenced by these activities which have seemed to be concentrated in his church?
Well, the Surgeon General has an opportunity to speak on a lot of things. I think the example of Dr. Everett Koop is a good one. He was a great Surgeon General, and he's somebody who was personally opposed to abortion. He was under a lot of pressure during his term to tell the American public that having an abortion, even if provided by a qualified medical professional, was really dangerous, and he resisted doing that, even though his personal beliefs were that abortion was not appropriate. In this case, we could certainly see a Dr. Holsinger making the argument that homosexuality is abnormal, even though the science doesn't support it. And this could come down, this might come into, for example, sex education.
Okay, but you've already made the decision to oppose him, but you're not withholding judgment until he actually testifies. Because again, I was going to raise the example of Dr. Koop, who did have strong anti-abortion views, but there seems to be no evidence that he used those views to influence his public work. So what's your position here? Is that that this particular nominee cannot separate his views?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, and we're also not on record as formally opposing his nomination. We're just raising concerns about it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Joel Ginsberg, Executive Director of the Gay and Lesbian Medical Association. He joined us by phone from his home in San Francisco. Joel, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.